Thank you. Thank you. Now we will do Achmar. Now we will perform Achman, we will chant mantra in front of you. There's a clay cup with a mango leaf. I'll show you how Achman is being performed. Pour a drop of water in your right hand. Doesn't throw that, just watch now. Watch, watch. How do you go? Watch. Then you will sip one drop. When you wash, sip the second time. Wash. Sip the third time. And then wash again. Okay. So now after the same lesson. So repeat after me. Om Abhavitra
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 Sarvavastam
Sarvavastam
Yato Priva
Yato Priva
Yas
Yas
Smaret
Smaret
Pundari Kaksham
Pundari Kaksham
Sa
Sa
Bahya
Bahya
Yantara
Yantara
Shuchihi
Shuchihi
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu.
Now you watch. Don't drop the water. Anybody else can this mantra means whether we're purified or unpurified, by remembering the Supreme Lord, the Lotus-Eyed Lord, then we become purified. So by remembering Krishna, then we come to the standard of proper purity.
Thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Today we are going to speak from Next Year of Instruction, text number 5.
今天我们要阅读, 教诲的甘露第五节诗。
The Sanskrit verse is longer, so we don't need to respond. I will just read the verse.
那个梵文因为比较长, 所以呢我们不用重复,
只是Gurudev自己读就好了。Translation. One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Krishna.
译文：对吟诵吟唱主Krishna圣名的奉献者，我们应该从心里予以尊重。
One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation. Diksha.
对接受了灵性启迪并在崇拜神像的奉献者，我们应该致以谦卑的顶拜。
And who is engaged in worshipping the deity. And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others.
对始终如一地做奉爱服务，而且内心从不批评他人的纯粹奉献者，我们应当与他交往，诚心诚意地为他服务。
This verse speaks of three different levels of devotees.
这节诗呢，讲就是描述了三个层次的奉献者。
Yesterday in the class, we spoke about the six types of loving exchange.
昨天的课里面呢，我们讲了奉献者之间的六种交流的方式。
And this verse tells us how to establish these six.
那在这节诗里头呢，告诉我们怎么样就是建立这个就是六种的爱心的交流关系。
It says that there are three different levels of devotees.
那这个节诗里就讲有三种那个奉献者，三个层次的奉献者。
And how to respect each.
那应该都彼此互相尊重。
The first is someone who chants the holy name of the Lord.
第一个层次的奉献者呢，是吟诵吟唱至尊主圣名的奉献者。
Just like many people chant, but they don't take vows of initiation.
就像有很多人都在念，但是呢，他还没有就是启迪，没有发誓。
We are told that we should give them respect within our minds.
那在这个书里就告诉我们说，我们应该在心里头对他们表示尊敬。
像这样，在心里面尊重他们。 But we can say also that even someone does not chant the holy name of the Lord.
但是我们也可以说，即使有人不唱主的圣名，
we may also go like this.
我们也应该在心里面。
Because within their heart is the Supreme Lord.
因为在每一个人的心中都有超灵至尊主在那儿。
So we should respect every living entity.
所以我们应该尊重每一个生物体，
Even an insignificant ant.
即使是微不足道的蚂蚁。
Generally, persons who are in the beginning stage, our neophyte devotee is called Kanista Adhikari. Adhikari means Adhikar means a qualification.
那个初级奉献者梵文叫 Kanishtha Adhikari. Adhikari 的意思就是资格。
The qualification for doing some action.
也就是说他有什么资格做什么事情。
So in this case, that action is to perform devotional service.
而在这种情况下呢，这个资格指的就是做奉爱服务。
Devotional service is the right of all living beings.
那做奉爱服务是每一个生物的权利。
But in order to claim that right, they have to have qualification.
但是呢，为了就是要声明他们有这个权利的话，他们必须要有资格。
So someone whose faith is not yet very strong, someone whose faith is not very strong.
那如果对那些个有些人的信心并不是很强的人来说呢？
Someone whose knowledge of scripture is not very sound.
那对有些人他那个对经典的知识并不是很熟悉。
Someone whose mood, whose understanding.Is that God is only present within the deity in the temple?
那有些人呢，他们认为神只是在神像那儿。
And that the spiritual master is the only respectable person?
灵性导师，启迪的灵性导师才是唯一可以尊重的人。
That person is a neophyte.
这样的人，就刚才说的这些个条件，这些人就是初级奉献者。
In the beginning stage, that is where we start.
那我们都是从这个初级阶段开始的。
But we are troubled to progress to the next stage.
但是呢，我们应该逐渐的，就是我们选择要逐渐的进步到第二个阶段。
In the next stage, it is mentioned here, one accepts initiation and is engaged in worshiping the deity.
那在这个书里面第五节诗就告诉我们，第二个阶段的奉献者呢，就是他接受灵性启迪，并且呢崇拜神像。
Since the word diksha is used, and since it is discussed worshiping the deity, this means second initiation.
那谈到就是说这个diksha。还有那个崇拜神像，实际上这个是指的第二人叫 Madhya。
Madhya
的意思。
Madhya Adhikari. She has second level of qualification.
Madhya Adhikari, 那是在第二个阶层，也就是 Madhya 的意思就是中间的意思。
In the case of the Kanista, their faith is not very strong, and with little disturbance they can lose their faith.
在那个初级阶段的时候，那个初级的奉献者，他们的信心不是很坚强，只要有一点点什么小事情，他们可能就失去信心了。
For example, if something does not happen in the way they hoped it would, or they become somewhat insulted, they may decide to give up practice of Krishna consciousness.
比方说，当有些事情发生不如他们自己的愿的时候，或者他们认为自己好像被侮辱了，那他们可能就会停止培养 Krishna 意识。
Their knowledge of scripture is not very strong.
那这些人呢，他们有关经典的知识并不是很多。
In the beginning stage, but in the Madhya, I do hope that we will this year have a very good initiation ceremony, and many of you will get initiated in Taiwan.
但是我真心的希望，我们今年能够在台湾举行一个盛大的启迪仪式，你们大家在座的很多人能够在那个启迪仪式上得到启迪。
And that next year, that many of you will come back again to visit Mayapur and Vrindavan.
然后呢，明年呢，在座的很多人可以重返那个马尔普和本达文。
How many of you want to come back again?
你们在座的人有多少人想再回来啊？举手。
But I think that if you do come back, you should come back. Each one of you bringing 10 more people.
但是呢，我希望在座的各位，如果你们要回来的话。每一个人应该带至少十个人回来。
This is your homework assignment.
这个是你们的家庭作业。
For the coming year.
就是明年啊要完成的家庭作业。
Bring 10 more people.
每一个人要带十个以上的人来。
Then we will have 250 Taiwanese devotees here.
那到那个时候，我们就会有250个奉这个台湾奉献者坐在这儿了。
And we can rent our own plane.
那我们可以呢，就是我们就可以包一个飞机了。
And if again each of the 250 brings 10 persons.
然后那个250个人呢，每个人再带十个来。
Then there will be more Chinese people here than Bengalis.
然后呢，那个到时候中国人就比那个孟加拉人要多了，在这。
They will get very worried. They will become very worried that the Chinese are incoming.
那到时候那个孟加拉人就会着急了，说怎么回事，这么多中国人来啊，要征服我们。
So you have a big responsibility. You.27 persons who have come have a very big responsibility.
所以呢，我们这一次来的27个人，每个人都身负重任。
That each one of you should become a qualified person, get initiated, and encourage others also.
每一个人都应该变得有资格，然后呢得到启迪，然后再去鼓励其他的人。
So we don't have so much time this morning, so I will say only this, that there are some offenses to be avoided when chanting the holy names of the Lord, and those who are taking your first initiation should be very careful in chanting japa to avoid these kind of offenses.
那今天我没有很多的时间讲这个，那我要讲的是什么呢？在吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna Mantra 的时候，有十项冒犯必须要避免。那在座的这些要启迪的人，一定要小心的吟诵吟唱圣名，避免这十项冒犯。
What are these garlands for?
For offering you, they will be given you.
他让他说那个遵守的四项原则是什么？
他说不吃鱼肉蛋，没有非法性行为，不赌博，还有。
So I am not going to change his name because I already gave him his name from when he was born, and I cannot think of a better name than Gorgo Pada.
他说他不会改变他的名字，因为从他一生出生就给了他这个名字，所以还是这个名字。
Gorgo
Pada.
Jai.
刚才 Gurudev 就要求他。平常念十六圈，在那个埃卡达西的时候每天念25圈，而且要让他多听灵性导师的训示，让这样他可以变得更成熟一些。
One thing I will say, I want more time to speak, but one thing I want to bring out is that it would be very nice for those of you here today to understand that you see sitting here persons like His Holiness Giridhara Swami, His Holiness Bhakti Vishwapuna Maharaj, Straight Yananda Prabhu, we're all sitting here.
他说我想再谈一个重点，就是说可以看看，就是大家可以看到今天呢有这样伟大的人物就在座，他提了每一个人的名字。
And we should learn theproper move of seeing this person.
他说我们应该学习怎么样要用正确的心态来看在座的各位。
They are all your students.
他们每一个人都是你们的灵性导师。
And it is wrong to discriminate thinking that one is more important
那如果认为其中的一位比另外一位更重要的话，这样的想法是错误的。他们就是每一个人所履行的职责可能是不一样的，但是如果认为说这个比那个更重要，这个比那个怎么样，这个就是错误的。如果说我们在心里头就开始评判啊，谁比谁更进步啊等等这些的，这个不是我们该做的事儿。如果你要是想想进行这样的评判的话，你应该自己先进步起来。那个比方说一位是你的启迪灵性导师，这并不意味着他就比另外的人更进步。
You may have your faith in a particular person who you took initiation from, who inspired you, but that does not mean that they are more worthy of respect or that they are more advanced. That means that you yourself chose them because of a certain type of inspiration.
那你呢，可能对某一个人就更有信心啊，印象更深刻，因此呢你选择他。
Certainly, as I have been, they have been guiding me, they are available to you, for shelter and guidance when you come to Mayapur. They also visit Calcutta and lecture and instruct you. So I don't want you to see them as anything less than you see me or show any less respect.Although sometimes it is said that a Shiksha Guru can have a more easy, less formal, more friendly relationship.
那比方说就来自加尔各答的奉献者，那在座的这位帕布，贾纳尼瓦帕布呢，他是经常就要到加尔各答去给讲课呀，去指导那些奉献者。那他不希望，尽管今天在座的是接受 Gurudev 的启迪， Gurudev 不希望这些个门徒就是把这位帕布看得比 Gurudev 不重要，这个他不喜欢。
By the time when these devotees, they don't know that Jananda Prabhu has been worshipping Radhananda since the day Radhananda came to Mayapur.
那对于台湾的奉献者可能不太了解扎纳尼瓦斯帕布，那扎纳尼瓦斯帕布呢，他是自从那个 Radha Madhava 神像来到Mayapur以后，他就已经开始崇拜了。是1972年。
30 years.
已经是30年了，你们不要讲话，你们讲话我更累。只要专注的听我讲就好了，一切就好
了。I've always explained this about the home and spirit rights for me to the devotees in Philippines and Hong Kong, the same holds true. And therefore, I'm trying to teach all of you.That when you show respect, you have to show equal respect. Just like, really, when you put these pillows here, they should be the same size pillows. Because by putting a big pillow here, you're making a statement about importance.
OK， 那个就像还有我介绍了圣吉利达里马哈拉什啊，有香港的奉献者啊，菲律宾的奉献者都了解他。实际上大家应该知道，当你们向圣人就是表示尊重的时候，应该是平等的那种敬意。就像比方说在这放那个后面靠的那个枕头一样，他就说责怪这儿的奉献者把那个Gurudev 他自己的那个枕头弄得比别人大，你把他这弄得比别人的大，意思就是好像他比别人更重要的意思，他不喜欢这样。
Now I know that there only had three pillows here, and they were different sizes, so that
was tough. 他说当然了，他说他也知道，在这个庙呢，只有这三个靠枕呢、啊，因此呢，那就没什么问题了。如果只有这三个，那这个呢，对我们在我们的传统当中是很重要的。Gurudev 他就特别的希望看到我们这些做门徒的怎么样，就是能够了解应该怎么向奉献者这个表示敬意。 那我还要说的是，今天我们非常幸运的能够在加格纳的神像面前做这个启迪仪式。因为加格纳的呢是最仁慈的主的这个形象。我们在座的所有的人都希望那个他得就应该需要得到他的特殊的仁慈。那我们特别的幸运能够在加格纳的巴拉德斯巴扎的神像前举行这个启迪仪式，这个是非常吉祥的。
Okay, next we call Harry Chandan.
下一个我要这个叫 Harry Chandan。
麦克风太高了，听不清楚。
他问他四个原则是什么？我们大家都知道四个原则，我不要每次都重复。那这个哈利昌纳呢，他也那个古列也不想就是改变他的名字。那他呢出生的时候，啪啪啪的一个神兄弟就已经给了他名字。他那个 Gurdjieff 说他希望能够尊敬他的这个叔叔叔叔辈。这样的话就可以使得他呢能够记住能从那个那么崇高的一个人那里得到的仁慈。那 Gurdjieff 说他自己也为此也会得到一些仁慈。
你不能够帮我放低点，我听他听得特别的。
So Hemant is another devotee from Calcutta, as Hari Chandan.
他这个奉献者也是像那个哈利昌达一样，是从加尔各答来的。他问他四项原则是什
么？
所有这些要启迪的这个奉献者都是在神像面前，在歪斯达瓦面前发誓说没不吃鱼肉蛋不赌博，不麻醉自我，没有非法的性行为。而且要念十六圈。
We're giving you the name Nityananda Ram Das. Nityananda Ram Das Prabhu Ki Jai. You can put the beads twice around your neck.
他说他可以把那个珠子哎就这么绕着脖子。我要改他的名字。他说因为我已经有一个那个门徒叫 Gopa Krishna 了，所以我要给他改名字。啊，那个就叫 Gopa Krishna 了，站起来给大家看看。哇塞，你查你自己。我跟他说中文。他只有十五岁，很年轻哦。他的父母都是很好的奉献者。他特别高兴，他的父母也在这儿。他说我跟他们许诺说我要去拜访他们的家，但是呢这一次的行程太短了，那下如果这一次时间不够的话，他下一次肯定去。 问他四项原则。能让着一个小孩子就是成为就是。
It's easy for some of you to make such a promise. You're 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old, you've already enjoyed life. Now you can say, okay, I won't have any more of this sex. And you already have so much sex.
对于这个我们什么30多岁、40多岁、50多岁的人来说，就是发誓没有非法的性行为等等其他的那个四个原则，实际上是很比较容易的事情。因为什么？我们已经这一生做了很多这些事儿了，比方说非法的性行为，我们已经做过很多了。但是对于这么年轻的男孩来说就很难呢，很大的牺牲是一种，他才15岁，他就从此他不。
Every day change 16 rounds. You don't know if the chain is or not, unless you want. But at least 16 rounds.
他要求他至少就是念16圈，他说除非他自己愿意的话，在埃克达西的时候他没有不一定非得要念25圈。这个。从那个 Gopa Krishna 爬步给他转成 Krishna Gopa。 哦，他那个妹妹在学习怎么样那个穿 sari。刚才 Gurudev 就是说，你通过把这个四项原则背下来，你就是在通过考试呢。完了，发誓16天。他是他现在最小的那个门徒。他说他挺紧张的。好，把它开一下。终于有什么人从台湾来接受启迪了。那个 Kaiser 他呢帮助我们做那个翻译的 BBT 的那个工作。他也是个职业的教师。他是一个很坚定稳定的奉献者。他挺高的，所以有那么长的一个念珠。就问他也是四项原则16圈。
We're giving you the name Kishore Das.
Kishore Das. 这就完全的五体投地。
Kishore Krishna's name sometimes is Kishore because he is his age. His very beautiful age is Kishore age.
哦，那个 Krishna 有时候被称为 Kishore， 因为呢，他在这个 Kishore 的这个岁数的时候是最美丽、最漂亮的。
Say, what is the exact year of Krishna? 11 to 15, Krishna keeps at that age all the time. He never grows old.
嗯，那个 Kishore 的那个岁数就是15岁，
十一到十五岁
，Krishna 始终把自己呢是保持在这样的一个状态下，从来不会变老。
May you always meditate on Krishna as Kishore,
beautiful couple. 嗯，所以呢，给他这个名字，就希望他永远能够记住 Krishna 在11到15岁这个风华正茂的年纪的那个形象。
Sure,
that's probably key. 有一个人要得到第二次启迪，但是呢，一会儿等到那个仪式完了以后。
Sri Radha Krishna Varan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanti Vamsa Swaha Iram Guru Guranga Radha Krishna Sarva Vaishnava Tadlebhyo Liram Namaha Om Namah Om Vishnu Haraya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shri Mati Kama Krishna Goswami Niki Namine Swaha Iram Gurave Iram Namaha Om Namah Om Vishnu Haraya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Swaha Iram Samstapaka Chaya Iram Namaha Om Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadesha Tarine Swaha Iram Samstapaka Chaya Iram Namaha Om Namah Om Vishnu Varaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Dinamine Swaha Iram Paramagurave Iram Namaha Om Shri Vaishavana Videvi Daitaya Krivadjaya Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Tailetra Vave Namaha Swaha Iram Paramagurave Iram Namaha Om Adru Yajwala Premadya Shri Rupanu Gavattida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namastude Swaha Iram Paramadurave Iram Namama Om Namaste Gauravani Shri Murta Edina Dharine Rupanu Gavi Rudhapa Shadhanta Dvanta Harine Swaha Iram Paramadurave Iram Namama Om Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshat Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Samhore Paranam Bhuraya Le Namaha Swaha Iram Paramparagura Le Ram Namaha Om Namo Bhakti Vinoraya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupa Nuga Varaya Le Swaha Iram Mahagura Le Ram Namaha Om Gaura Vibhava Bhumeshtvam Nirishta Satyana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathaya Le Namaha Swaha Iram Parameshti Gurave Iram Namaha Om Vancha Kalvara Rubhyascha Griva Sindhu Gleivacha Paridhanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnava Devyo Namo Namaha Swaha Iram Sarva Vaishnavebhyo Iram Namaha Om Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Dvise Namaha Swaha Iram Gauraya Iram Namaha Om Panchadatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Vatara Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Swaha Iram Panchadatvaya Iram Namaha Om He Krishna Karna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namastude Swaha Iram Krishna Iram Namaha Om Jaya Ramsara Dopangur Mama Manda Matar Gati Matsar Vasva Parambodha Radha Marana Mohana Swaha Iram Sambandari Deva Marana Mohana Iram Namaha Om Divya Grindaranya Kalpatu Mara Srimad Ragnagara Simhasanasto Srimad Radha Shilagavinda Deva Prishtadini Seryamanu Smarami Swaha Iram Kalijayadi Deva Govinda Iram Namama Om Shriman Rasara Sarambi Vamsi Vagadarastida Karshan Vena Svanergopi Govinata Sriyaishunaha Swaha Iram Prayodhanani Deva Gopinata Iram Namama Om Thakta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sri Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Swaha Iram Radhikaya Iram Namama Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sarikal Bhakta Vrinda Swaha Iram Panchadatvaya Iram Namama Om Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Swaha Iram Radha Krishna Iram Namama Om Bhur Swaha Iram Vishnave Iram Namama Om Bhuva Swaha Iram Achyutaya Iram Namama
Om Swaha Idam Narayana Idam Namama. Om Bhagava Swaha Idam Anantaya Idam Namama.
देवाय गो ब्रह्मण हिताय च जगन्निताय कृष्णाय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः स्वाहा इदं कृष्णाय इदं नमः पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ यरेष्वम्बुभवस्वकया नश्चित्रावभूते शरावृदशका कया सतिष्ठया ऋला अम्बुभवस्वकस्त्वा सत्यमरानमभिष्टमत्सरन्दसः क्रियाचिरारुषेवसु ॐ भवस्व हरेषु न सखीनमविराजनिध्रिणम् सदम्बवासि हृदये ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ व्यायशन्त्यरवृक्षं शनिपृथिविशन्त्यापशन्तिः वायुशन्तिभेदशन्त्यशर्यशन्तिलोकासन्तिः ब्रह्मशन्ति वैष्णवशन्ति शन्तिरतिषु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ अङ्गहीनं क्रियाहीनं भित्तिहीनं जयत् भवेत् अस्तु तत्सर्वहश्चित्रं कृष्णकर्ष्णप्रसारदः यत्किञ्चित् वैगुणं जलं तद्दोषप्रसमानयः श्रीकृष्णस्मरणं करोमि ॐ हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
Thank you.